USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, the nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Tuesday's primary elections included abortion in Kansas. The state decided to keep abortion legal. A ton of money and draft picks have been surrendered by the NFL's Miami Dolphins.
The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and fined him $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton following a six-month investigation stemming from Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The league's investigation found that the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season, but the team had impermissible communication with Brady and his, as well as Payton's, agent. The Dolphins will forfeit a first-round selection in the 2023 NFL Draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 Draft. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Country music star Kenny Chesney says he's devastated after a fan died falling from an escalator after his concert in Denver, Colorado, Monday night. The woman, who has yet to be identified, fell to the concourse below. Denver police said the incident's being investigated as an accidental death. The pandemic and the government mandatory lockdowns devastated America. Food banks is how many were able to survive, especially lower-income families. Now that the government has delivered a recession to the American dollar, food banks once again are being called up in record numbers. Eric Cooper on Fox News is from the San Antonio Food Bank.
It's a tough place. With donations shrinking, many Feeding America food banks are finding themselves 20 to 30% with less inventory right now. With a demand, like you said, between 10 to 15% across the country, the lines have gotten longer back to what we experienced during COVID. And families that may have worked all through the pandemic, maybe even gotten a raise, are now, because of inflated costs, not able to pay their rent, pay for child care, ultimately pay their utilities, and struggling to put food on the table for their children.
NASA is reporting when the Tonga volcano erupted in the South Pacific Ocean on January 15th, the underwater eruption blasted an enormous plume of water vapor into Earth's atmosphere, enough water to fill more than 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.